civilians in the war on Yemen. The Global Legal Action Network and UK law firm Binmans say the Saudi attacks violate international humanitarian law by targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure. The report contains witness testimony as well as crater and bomb fragment analysis from scores of strikes carried out by the Saudi-led coalition. It'll put Britain under more pressure now, as the government is legally not allowed to export firearms if they pose threats to civilians. And nearly 16,000 people have been killed since Saudi Arabia launched war on Yemen back in March of 2015. The UK, though, has now licensed, to date, that is, over $5.7 billion worth of arms to Riyadh throughout this conflict. Joining us now for this news review is Riyaz Karim, director at Verita Center for Strategic Studies from London, and Mr. Robert Fantina, author and journalist, joining us out of Kitchener, Ontario. Gentlemen, I want to welcome you both to the program. I guess we'll start here in London with Riyaz Karim. Riyaz, some damning stuff in this report. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah, for sure. There's some damning stuff in this report, but these reports have been submitted to the UK government before as well. Let's not forget that this is not the first report that is coming out of Yemen. We had a couple more reports that came out and they were submitted there, and nothing actually took place because, profits take precedence over human life, I guess. And at that time, the now Prime Minister Boris Johnson had said that we have just put our foot on the fine line, but he refused to actually identify what the fine line really was between between human rights and abuses and war abuses that and not sending them the arms. So basically what has happened is that they have been walking this fine line, or so they say that it is a fine line, but in essence what they've been doing is illegal, because those arms are being used to bomb civilians, and that has been happening since the war started. So it's nothing really new, but this document will actually help the ongoing process, because right now the High Court is actually they've ruled that last June that the British arms sales to Saudi Arabia were unlawful because the government had illegally approved arms sales without properly assessing the risk to civilians. And so this is going to solidify that part, and that would help.
I guess let me go over to Robert. Robert, it's funny that Riyaz should mention that court ruling, because up until that court ruling, the court said that we were okay, which we should, the UK government should not be okay with simple assurances from Riyadh, hey, don't worry, hand us the weapons, we won't use them on civilians. Court came up to this verdict now that is simply too broad and not good enough, especially with what Riyaz just mentioned, all the hundreds of documented cases, that is not what's taking place in Yemen. Your thoughts?
Yes, this is another example that we see it in different countries of profits taking precedence not only over human rights, which is bad enough, but over the country's own laws. As was mentioned, it is illegal for the UK to sell arms to any country that might use them on civilians. Saudi Arabia has been doing that steadily against Yemenis. Whenever there is an accusation, the Joint Incident Assessment Team, internal Saudi organization, investigates and finds that no, it wasn't really civilians, or it was an accident, or we didn't mean it. And those assurances have been what have been by the UK government to justify their continued arms sales. Now, this new study that has been just released that is very well documented, that is by independent analysts, shows clearly that the Saudi regime has been lying about this. They've simply been saying whatever it is that the UK wants to hear so that the UK will continue to make billions and billions of dollars by selling arms to Saudi Arabia that it then uses on innocent civilians. This must stop. This is a violation of international and UK domestic law. It's only allowed to happen because the government officials are hand in hand with the corporations and they want to increase their profits.
Well, Tana, but there has to, because there were voices in Parliament there in Westminster that wanted to put a stop to aiding the Saudis with respect, especially not just altogether in all arms sales, but the arms being used in the war on Yemen. This group that we just mentioned, Muwatana, this independent human rights group operating out of Yemen, seen impartial, I should add, by the United Nations, has field researchers in 21 of the 22 Yemeni governors, and every account of these investigations it's made after a strike, the Saudis' account has directly contradicted that post-strike investigation, over 400 cases. This is concrete proof that a lot of lawmakers that were opposed to funding and complicity with the Saudis and what's happening in Yemen needed. And now they have it. You seem pretty pessimistic. Anything will change. What do you think? Do you think there is some kind of silver lining that this could be the beginning of the end for at least the UK's involvement in this war?
Yeah, the UK's involvement has now become minimal since the Court of Appeals ruling. And this will solidify that now we have concrete documentation from Muwatana, and it has been lodged with not only the Parliament but also the court, the High Court, that to support as supporting documents to the Court of Appeals ruling. And so they can come out and say that, okay, now you're not allowed to sell any arms to Saudi Arabia. But let me be very clear about a couple of things. Saudi Arabia had come out and said very clearly that once we buy these arms from you, what we do with them is our problem, not yours, in spite of the laws in place. So they have been breaking this law ever since this war began. And it's nothing new. You cannot expect anything from a country that is going to go into its own high commission and cut somebody into pieces and then just brush it under the carpet. The same thing has been happening over here. Every time this has come to the courts, the courts had said this is just fine. They've not crossed any lines and it's brushed under the carpet. Now the carpet has become so big that if you walk over there, if you don't look, you're going to trip and fall. So something has to give, and I think this report is going to help clear that mess.
And Robert, your thought on the Saudis, this brazen, with what they did to Khashoggi, with what they're doing to Yemen, with what they do behind closed doors, putting pressure on human rights panels not to condemn them. I mean, we've seen literally Riyadh get away with murder for years. When are we going to see them change their behavior, at least be pretty much see some kind of repercussions for it?
One of the things that has to happen in order for the Saudi regime to experience any repercussions is the United States has to stop its complete support for the regime. The United States has a long and ugly record of supporting nations with abominable human rights records, and Saudi Arabia is one of them, Israel being another one. And until the United States stops enabling these crimes, Donald Trump has said that despite the information from his own intelligence services that Saudi Arabian government is not responsible for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. This goes against all the evidence that he has been given, all the evidence that anyone's been given. But he enables them and will continue to support them. The United States sells Saudi Arabia more arms than it does any other country on the planet. It's big business for the United States as it is for the UK, although UK sales pale in comparison to those of the United States. But in order for the Saudi regime to experience any consequences, there has to be somebody, some nation has to stop supporting them. The one nation that supports them completely and is a very rich nation is the United States. And until that stops, Saudi Arabia will continue to get away with murder.
Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us and your contribution to the program. Riyaz Qadim from London and Mr. Robert Fantina from Kitchener, Ontario. And viewers, that's a wrap for this segment of your Press TV's News Review. Thanks for tuning in and goodbye for now.